Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Alladhi manna ala al-mu'mineen Idh ba'atha fihim rasoolan min anfusihim Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim Wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah Wa salatu wa salamu al-atamman al-akmalani Ala sayyidina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa auladihi wa azwajihi Wa ahli baytihi wa man ihtada bihadihi واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله It has only been the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his tawfiq through which Allah blessed us with the opportunity to discuss various aspects of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout this month of Ramadan and three past Ramadans as well. Alhamdulillah, we discussed three important battles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the realizations that we may have acquired is that we know so little regarding our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding his blessed life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means so much to us. He's done so much for us. But there's so little that we know regarding his respected life, regarding his noble life. Similarly, our families and our children, our information regarding his respected, regarding his noble life is very little. If you have to take a small assessment in our homes and ask our families certain basic questions regarding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the respected daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will be shocked at the little information that our families may have regarding these great and illustrious people. Whereas we are totally indebted to them. For the deen that we have, we are indebted to these great people. So this should make us realize the importance of us studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is perhaps one of the resolutions that we should be making this Ramadan. That inshallah, I will take out time personally, myself and with my family, so that I will increase my information and my knowledge regarding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family members and his sahaba radiallahu anhum. And really the study of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely beneficial. Apart from the fact that we are indebted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and it is our duty for us to study their lives and for us to know about them. Apart from this, there are great benefits that we will enjoy. And it can create a total revolution in our life. Just the study of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama of seerah have mentioned many benefits of studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I feel it appropriate that we conclude on this note, so that inshallah this will motivate us to continue on our journey with the study of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the benefits that the ulama have mentioned. The first is that studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign of a person's true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all claim to have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the sign of true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we will take out dedicated time to learn more about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As it is famously mentioned in Arabic, man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu, that when a person loves something, then he will continuously speak about it and he will remember it. So if we have true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will motivate us to learn more about his life and to learn more about the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his illustrious companions and family members. The second reason or the second benefit of studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will create love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within a person, and it will increase the love that a person has within his heart. So one is, it is a sign of love. And secondly, it will create love, and it will increase love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the more we come to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, about his noble habits, about his sacrifices, about his concern for his ummah, then we will become more impressed with his life. When we know about him, then we will become impressed with him. And when we become impressed with him, then we will fall in love with him. We and our family members will fall in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it will create love within us, and it will increase our love. Unfortunately, today we are impressed with other lifestyles. We are impressed with foreign lifestyles and alien lifestyles. Our children are impressed with other people, other so-called heroes. Why? Because they know about them, they have information about them, they follow their lives, etc. And therefore they are so impressed with them, and they choose to dress like them, to ape them, to follow their ways, etc. But when we come to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle, and when our children come to know more about his life, then they will be, and we will be impressed with his life, and thereafter this will create love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after we get this love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this will be a means of us qualifying for all the various promises that we that have been promised for having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps the greatest of which is that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to his special attendant Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an, that man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah, that the one who loves me will be with me in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with this great privilege of being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. So this is the second benefit, that it will create and increase love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within our hearts. Then thirdly, this love now will prompt us to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect of our life, and to take him as our role model. Today, unfortunately, as we explained, that we suffer an identity crisis. We being the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet we mimic other people. We follow the lives of other people, and sometimes the filthy lifestyles of other people we follow, although we have this perfect lifestyle regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that indeed in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a beautiful example for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that this is a beautiful example for us, yet despite us having this beautiful example, we beg and borrow from others, and we take other filthy lifestyles, and we feel that to be the mark of respect or a sign of our dignity and our progress. So when we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will prompt us to follow him and to take him as our role model, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, that if you claim to have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given the instruction that tell your ummah that they should follow me, they should follow you. Yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love them in return. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins. Then further, studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will motivate us and strengthen our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, explaining one of the reasons for mentioning the incidents of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. The Quran Majeed is filled with incidents of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason for this, and he says, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we relate these incidents of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam to you, through which we strengthen your heart. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told that the incidents of the Anbiya will strengthen your heart. Imagine if the incidents of the previous Anbiya would strengthen the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the incidents of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will it do to our hearts? It will definitely strengthen our hearts, especially in the very challenging times that we live in. various types of challenges against our iman, testing our iman. And from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn that as we go closer to qiyamah, the challenges are going to increase, the difficulties are going to increase, the challenges in preserving our deen are only going to increase, our challenges and the challenges of our future generations. So one of the greatest favors that we can do for our children is we can strengthen the iman. And one of the ways of strengthening the iman is through relating to them the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, introducing them to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they face any difficulty in their life, any challenge against their iman, then they will relate to the difficulties that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu went through. Especially the difficulties that they went through in Makkah Mukarrama, those great challenges against the iman. The incidents are famous. Bilal radiallahu anhu being dragged in the hot sands of Makkah Mukarrama, Khabbab radiallahu anhu being placed on fire, and Sumayya radiallahu anha, Ammar radiallahu anhu, Yasir radiallahu anhu, all the difficulties that they had to go through. So when we are faced with challenges against our iman, and our children are faced with challenges against the iman, then these words will ring in their ears. Sabran ya ala Yasir, maw'idukumul jannah. The words that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to the family of Yasir radiallahu an, that, oh, family of Yasir, persevere, remain firm, maw'idukumul jannah. Your promised abode is jannah. Your promise is jannah. So these things will come to the fore, and this will strengthen the iman, and this will remain there, keep them firm on iman. So this is a means of strengthening our hearts, strengthening our iman, and motivating us. Another benefit which has been explained by the great historian and great thinker, Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, he says, "Min al muqarrar anna as-sirah aqwa al-anasir at-tarbawiyyah wa aktharaha ta'thiran fi an-nafs wal-aql ba'd al-Quran." He says it is a given fact, it is an established fact, that after the Quran Majid, the most effective means of tarbiyah and the most effective means of conditioning a person's mind and his heart is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all require that our thinking needs to be corrected, our heart needs to be corrected, our tarbiyah needs to be made. Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great expert of history and a person with great experience, he says that it is an established fact that after the Quran Majid, the most effective means of tarbiyah and conditioning the mind and the heart is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many a times, we ourselves get amazed and we get shocked and we get affected when we hear our children saying something and we hear our family saying something which is completely against the correct way of thinking, which is completely against the thinking of deen and Islam. So in order to correct their way of thinking, again because of the various influences that they are exposed to, negative influences, whether it be through the education system, whether it be through the media, mainstream media, social media, whether it be through their friends, etc., there are many things that are negatively influencing their mind and making them think in a way which is completely against the way that a Muslim is supposed to be thinking. So in order to correct this thinking and to give us and give them the right frame of mind, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the most effective means of doing this. Then furthermore, we find that studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a means of great barakah, blessings and mercy descending upon us and upon our homes. It is again mentioned very famously in Arabic, in the dhikri saliheen tanzilu rahma, that when mention is made of the pious, then the rahma and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Now when mentioning any pious person will be a means of bringing down the rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine mentioning the name and the sacrifice and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our homes. How much of barakah and blessings will come in our home? Again, a common complaint that we have, that there's no barakat in our homes. There's so much of problems, so much of fights, etc. Bringing and introducing the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our homes will bring down the barakah and mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, it will solve many of our problems, many of our difficulties, challenges. It becomes a means of protection, from disasters, natural disasters, from sicknesses, etc. There are many incidents of this nature in the past. For example, there's a famous kitab, Al-Hisnul Haseen, which is a collection of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written by Imam Muhammad ibn al-Jazari rahimahullah. This great Imam had written this kitab, which is translated as Al-Hisnul Haseen, the fortified fort, the secure fort. So he wrote this kitab at a time when his town was being laid siege to by the enemy. It was a very oppressive enemy that was laying siege to the town. And there was a lot of atrocities that they were meeting out to the people of the town. At that time, Muhammad ibn al-Jazari rahimullah wrote this kitab, Al-Hisnul Haseen, which comprises of the Mubarak du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is another very amazing chapter of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi rahimahullah has written a small booklet explaining this great chapter of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says this in itself is a mu'jiza and miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The comprehensive nature of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how those du'as are so applicable from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up till today. Every need that we have is included in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is a great chapter and something that we also need to be learning the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the various occasions and then practicing on these du'as, reading these du'as, trying to understand the meaning of these du'as, and inshallah this will become a great protection for us as well. So this great Imam, Muhammad ibn al-Jazari rahimullah, wrote this kitab, Al-Hisnul Haseen, as a means of protection from the enemy. Then the famous kitab, Qasida Burda, which is a book, which he had a compilation of various qasaid and poems in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very very famous. The author Allama Busairi rahimahullah, he was afflicted by paralysis, and after trying different things in order to get cure, he wrote these words. He wrote this kitab praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thereafter he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, and he was cured after this dream that he saw, in which he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a means of protection and cure for this great Imam, Allama Busairi rahimahullah. Similarly, we find in the recent past, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written a kitab of seerah, Nashru Tiyib fi Dhikrin Nabi al-Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the introduction of this kitab, Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullah alayhi writes, he says that we have various types of fitan, various types of problems and challenges. Zahiri fitan, we have apparent fitan and problems. He gives an example. He says plagues, earthquakes, and inflation. Prices are going up. Things that we complain about also. Then he says we have batini fitan. They are the fitnas and the challenges relating to the internal self, relating to our deen and iman. For example, the push of anti-Islam and various things that are going against our beliefs, wrong types of ideologies, and the abundance of haram, the abundance of sin and transgression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. He says that as a means of protection from all of this, it was the habit of the ulama of the past, and he cites the example, the two examples that we have mentioned of Allama ibn Muhammad ibn al-Jazari rahimahullah, Al-Hisnul Haseen, and Allama Busairi rahimahullah. He says it was the habit to write regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and regarding the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a means of protection. So he says, therefore I am compiling this kitab of mine because it is a time of plague. The area around him was affected with plague. He says, I am writing this kitab as a means of protection. And in the footnote of this kitab, he writes, this was in the introduction, in the footnote he writes, he says that Alhamdulillah, 7 months have passed and this plague has been wreaking havoc in all the neighboring areas. But Alhamdulillah, my town has been protected and safe from this plague. and he attributes it to the barakah of this kitab which he wrote regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the similar manner, if we have to read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah it will be a means of protecting us from various types of difficulties. Then together with this, when we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will appreciate the sacrifices of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. It is impossible to divorce the sahaba radiallahu anhum from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is linked to the selfless sacrifice of sahaba radiallahu anhum. Whether it is Badr, whether it is Uhud, whether it is Hudaybiyah, and every occasion we find it was the sahaba radiallahu anhum that selflessly supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they sacrificed for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a time when we have people raising objections against the sahaba radiallahu anhum and speaking ill against sahaba radiallahu anhum. It is more important for us to instill the love of sahaba radiallahu anhum in the hearts of our children and our family members. And inshallah, through studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will not be possible for them to harbor any ill feelings for any sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last benefit on which we will terminate is that the ummah is looking for a methodology for revival. We all say that we require an Islamic revival. We need a way to take out the ummah from the pitiable condition that we are in. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to mention, لَيْ يَسْلُحَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهَا أَوَّلُهَا, that the salah and the correction and the revival of the latter part of this ummah is in the same way through which the earlier portion of the ummah received its glory. The earlier portion of the ummah in which it was revived and which it received its glory, that will be the same methodology that the ummah needs to use. We have various proposals and various types of suggestions that are given, that the ummah needs to do this to regain its glory, and the ummah needs to do this to regain its glory. But this great imam is saying that we will have to go back to the original. We will have to go back to the earlier part of Islam. So through studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lives of sahaba radiallahu anhum, we will learn what were the ways that they adopted in order to draw down the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to bring this ummah to its glorious days that the ummah once enjoyed. And inshallah, through that, we can follow that same methodology for the revival of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the realization and the importance of studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us tawfiq to implement this in our lives and in our homes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reap the great benefits that have been mentioned for studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, in the English language, there's good literature that is available. Our ulama generally recommend the kitab Siratul Mustafa of a great alim, Hazrat Murana Idris Khandalwi rahmatullah alayhi, which alhamdulillah has been translated in the English language. The entire kitab, the detailed version, has been translated in 3 volumes by Darul Mazadwal. And then the abridged version, that has been abridged, alhamdulillah, by the Talimi board. And that has also been condensed further into a small kitab, which has been published by the name Siratul Mujtaba. Let us try and get these kitabs. These are commonly available kitabs. And inshallah, read these kitabs in our home. And inshallah, it will do wonders for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba radiallahu anhum on our behalf. The best of reward. Allahumma adzi'anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afdala ma jazayta nabiyyana qawmih wa rasulana ummati wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa mulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.